O God, unseen, yet ever near, thy presence may we feel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Please be seated. We are met this evening to join the church throughout the world to commemorate the institution of the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Supper is known as the Mass, the Holy Eucharist, the Divine Liturgy, the Holy Communion. We, 2,000 years after it was instituted, continue to observe that great tradition. Not only a tradition, but the sacrament. And for all Christians, we know by our faith that this for us is the greatest gift that our Lord Jesus Christ has given to us. On the night before he was betrayed, he said to his disciples, "Do this in remembrance of me." So this Eucharist, this gift, is God himself. And we notice that when he said those words, he did a certain act. He took the towel, he poured water, and he washed. And somehow they were amazed. This Lord of Lords, why was he doing such a menial task? There is something for us to learn from this as we celebrate the institution this evening, dear friends. The message is very clear. Jesus Christ gives himself to us so that we may serve others as he did. It was true service to wash the feet of his disciples. Jesus was the man for others. And he wants you and me to be the people for others. We are not authentic Christians if we are not the people for others. The Eucharist, Holy Communion, is not an end in itself. We do not receive the Eucharist just to receive the Eucharist. It is not just bread and wine that we eat and drink, but this bread and wine, this medicine, is supposed to do something for us. What should it do for us? This Eucharist should move us out of ourselves in practical, loving service to others. I told you this story before, that many years ago, there was an account of an Italian cardinal who died at the age of 90. And after his death, they found that he had kept account of every Mass he had ever attended, and every Mass that he ever offered. And from the day of his ordination, he counted every Mass through the 65 years of his priesthood. His final count was something like 25,000 masses. And somehow I was edified by that story, because I asked myself, I wonder how many masses I've had since my confirmation. It would have been good to track. I thought somehow that this act of checking how many times you have received communion since you started showed a great devotion to the Mass, and surely it did. But I would ask one question. What did those masses do for the cardinal? What have the masses we have experienced done for us? What does the Mass do for you and me? Those questions. Jesus tells us that the Eucharist should lead us to loving service of others. If 25,000 masses lead us to 25,000 acts of practical service to our neighbor, then the Eucharist is to us what it is meant to be. If it does not make us servants, after the example of Jesus, then the Eucharist is not working. Not working. So let us this evening, dear friends, keep the words of Jesus in mind as we celebrate the institution of the Eucharist. It is our greatest gift, but a gift that is not given for its own sake. The test of the Eucharist will be how we treat each other after the Mass. How we treat each other after the Mass. We hear in Scripture this evening how Jesus treated the people by washing the feet of the people. Let us follow the example of Jesus at that Last Supper by washing the feet of our neighbors. That is, by serving our brothers and sisters in myriad ways. Let us be the people who hear Jesus and act as real servants to others. Amen.